have always been blank like the trees in the wild. But the wind, yes, the wind keeps pushing you and me. Time in, time out. We've made will never be lost.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Tea Time Tutus, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Mm-hmm. Another Wednesday with your two favorite DJs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so you just heard Shake from the Head and the Heart and Australia from the Shins, which is one of my favorite songs.
Yeah, I listened to that one a lot sophomore year of high school. It was a good time.
It's nice.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah,
I like these. These are kind of like, not really throwbacks, but like, I don't know. I felt like they were throwbacks. This stuff I listened to like in the past more.
Yeah,
it's good for a rainy-ish day, I feel.
Definitely. I don't know about you, but this week has been quite stressful.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
This week has been a lot, and it's not even over yet.
It's Wednesday. We're like, are we halfway through Wednesday yet, would you say?
Yeah, but I wish not. I need the day to be longer.
Yeah, there's too much that needs to be done.
Indeed.
Yeah, the whole picking classes thing is really throwing me for a loop.
Mm-hmm. As it always, yeah, I mean, it always throws me for a loop. It's always a big decision.
See, usually I feel like I have a really good handle on things. Like, I know exactly what I want to take, and, like, it usually doesn't fill up, but that has not been the case this semester. Been a little bit of a mess.
Sadness.
So.
Well, we'll all figure it out.
Yeah, I'll end up in a full course load of classes.
I'm sure. You always do.
Yeah.
Everyone does.
Everyone does.
It always works out.
One of my friends just, like, never, like, it'll be, like, a week after classes started, and he'll be, like, in a totally different set of classes than what he originally signed up for.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of amazing.
Yeah. It's kind of scary. I kind of did that at the beginning of the semester. I didn't know, like, what my two elective courses were going to be, and I was just going to a bunch of random ones, and then finally, like, 2 weeks in, figured it out.
That's okay.
Yeah.
It seems like you're taking Cultures of Computing is one of those.
Mm-hmm.
That seems like a really cool class.
It is really interesting. I really enjoyed it. Yeah, I really enjoy it. I think it's really interesting, and I like how it kind of, like, examines, like, computer science and technology from a different perspective than, like, you do in, like, you know, your coding classes where you're just learning how to do it. You're not actually learning, like, what does this mean or, you know.
Yeah.
It's an interesting course. I'm glad I took it.
Yeah. There's a lot there, like, to unpack about, like, the culture of, like, what's going on in places like Halligan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
Cool. Should we hit some more music?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, here we go.
wherever she goes, I'm gonna chase. You're something out of a dream. Sinatra.
I grow funny. don't know why I'm scared. I've been here before. Every feeling, every word, I've imagined it all.
Take the pill, make it too real. to be alone.
And we're back.
Hello, hello.
Yes, we are on air. Okay. So you just heard The Love Club by Lorde, Take On Me by Aha. Shout out to Grace for that one. You're welcome,
nice
sister. The Rain Song by The Bangles and Over My Head by Fleetwood Mac. Oh, I missed. Oh, yeah. Okay. I thought I put it into the sister wrong, but I did it right. Yeah.
Awesome. And before that, you heard Celeste from Ezra Vine, 1612 by Wolfpack, One and Only from Adele, First from the Cold War Kids, and 2 Weeks by Grizzly Bear.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's been our music selection. And before we go into some more songs, we have a very important announcement. Personal
PSA.
Service announcement.
Public service announcement.
Public. Okay. Oh my god. Okay.
That kind of
I
day.
Knew that's what it was. In practice the other day for mock trial, I was like talking and I just said the wrong word in a sentence. I'm so tired.
I know. One time I was tutoring and I mixed up the NAACP and the
NRA or something?
No, the college sports.
Oh, the NESCAC?
No, the NCAA and the NAACP. That was it.
Oh.
They're not the same.
They stand for very different things.
All these high schoolers are like, what? And I was like, oh, that's not right. Yeah.
That is wrong. Okay, here's our PSA. It's a very important one.
Mm-hmm.
There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it sends more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy, but misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. This has been a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Yeah. Gotta be careful on the ladders.
You do.
I promised you a story.
Yes, Deanna promised a story. Okay.
Is currently relevant to my life because the light in my bedroom burned out like on Sunday.
And oh, no.
I tried to get on a chair and change it, but I'm too short.
Oh, Deanna.
So I've been living in the dark all week.
Wait, what? The light in your room just doesn't work anymore?
Well, the light bulb burned out.
Oh, my goodness.
I have Christmas lights and I do have a window. So, like, it's been light enough to see, but I have not had the time to dig out our ladder wherever it is.
Do we have a ladder?
We do have a ladder. I don't know where. In a closet somewhere. But it's been interesting.
Wow.
That's my story.
Oh, Deanna. You either need to find the ladder or you just need to, like, get someone really tall to do it. Who do we know that's really tall?
Jamie.
Yeah, that's who I was thinking, too.
Jamie has a radio show also.
Yeah.
It's Sundays.
Oh.
He told me last night.
What time is it at? I don't know.
Two or three, maybe?
Look on the WMFO website for Jamie on Sundays.
Jamie Jubler, yeah.
Does he have a two-hour show or a one-hour show this year?
I think a one-hour show.
That's pretty good.
He's got good taste in music.
Yeah. He also sometimes plays, like, comedy snippets.
That's true.
Does he still do that? I think so. I don't know.
Can't say I've listened to a show in a while.
Me neither.
I really liked the one he had freshman year. That's what I remember.
Yeah, they had a good show.
Yeah. Three of our friends had a show together, and they all have completely different taste in music.
Oh, my gosh. It was so different. Funny. You could always tell, like it's fun to, like, listen to their show and, like, guess whose song it was, because you could usually tell, I feel like.
It was usually pretty obvious, like, whose was whose.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, wow, that was so long ago.
Yeah, so much
seems like. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Then
we realized we have the exact same taste in music, and so
yeah, and then
we
were like, we should have a show. Yeah, and then, like, you try and guess, and, like, no one knows which is which because, oh my gosh, they're the same.
Wow.
Except my taste in music has become a lot narrower, I feel like. Like, freshman year, I listened to just, like, a bunch of different thing, like, different artists at the same time, and now I'm back in my, like, usual, like, listen to one artist all the time and nothing else ever.
Who is the current artist you're listening to nothing else of?
Adele.
That's a good one. She has such a broad range, though.
Oh, my God, I know. Her songs are so, like, I just love her songs. I actually listened to them, I guess, wow, almost 2 weeks ago now when I had my mock trial tournament. Mm-hmm. Like, they're just so uplifting, like, and empowering. Like, I feel ready. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they are.
Oh, God, her songs are just beautiful. But I need to mix it up because I'm going to, like, over-listen to her and then
that would be
have to
tragic.
Stop.
Yeah, no.
It always happens. This is the usual music cycle I go through.
Mm. It's vicious.
It is.
But at least there's always more music to find.
That's true, but it's just like, when do I have time to find it?
True.
I guess maybe I should listen to WMFO more. Maybe I'd find it then. I don't know.
Yeah, you would. There's so many different shows.
There are. There's
it's
a lot of good
cool.
shows. Okay.
All right, well, should we wrap up?
Yeah. Oh, hope everyone has a lovely Thanksgiving.
Oh, yes. Enjoy. Karen, what are your Thanksgiving plans?
Oh, I'm going home.
Yay!
I'm so excited. This time in a week, I'll be home.
Oh, same. I can't wait.
Me neither. I need a break. Oh, my goodness. I really need a break.
Yeah, same.
We just have to get through the next few days.
We're so close. You're so close, too, if you're listening. You're almost there.
We'll all make it.
Just 2.5 more days. I'm calling it. We're halfway through Wednesday.
Oh, my God, we are. Okay. We could do it.
Yeah.
We could do it.
We're over the hump.
We believe in all of you. We believe in ourselves.
Enjoy your Thanksgiving. Or if you're not celebrating Thanksgiving, have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy the time off.
Yeah, enjoy the time off. Oh, yeah.
It's going to be great.
Please do. I know I will. Oh, my goodness.
All right.
Well, hope you enjoy this last one. Oh gosh. Sorry.
Sleepy time.
I wish. I want to take a nap. But alas, we will listen to this wonderful song instead.
Here we go.
Peace out, people.
Goodbye.
Ven mañana, ven buena mamada. do believe. You know he always got an extra pack of cigarettes, a roll up in his t-shirt sleeve. He got a tattoo on his arm, I say, baby. He got another one that just say, hey. But every Sunday afternoon, he is a dirt track demon in a 57 Chevy.